What can I say? But welcome to Coach Jay's Financial Freedom Show. I'm your host, Jay, and I will give you exactly 3 minutes to call someone and invite them to this call. All right, let's get it.
Thank you.
That was a little bit more than 3 minutes, wasn't it? Anyway, I needed a quote for today. So I went to look up something from Confucius. And, you know, there's so much, it's kind of like, wow, which one? But since we're talking about success and winning, and I think this one will help us out. It says, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that unlock the door to personal excellence. Of course, that's Confucius. Now, of course, the topic of today's show, what are expenses? And this is just a continuing part of our education. By the way, I'm reading out of one of the courses that one of my company offers when you become a member. So don't think I have all the knowledge in between my ears, even though I've got about, over 30-some years experience in financial planning, you know, broker's license, all that good stuff, okay? So I do know a little bit about what I'm talking about. All right, so guess what? Time it is. Yep. You know, every day I always start the show by reading my success proclamation or statement in hopes that you've taken the time to read yours, okay? Because, again, if it's not written out, then it'll never happen. All right, so I am that I am. Every morning I wake up, my inbox is filled with people who want to join my business. People are easily attracted to me. I'm amazed how effortless it is to make money. Mountains of abundance are flowing into my life. I'm earning $100,000 a month. I'm infinite. I'm healthy. I'm weighing in at 195 pounds. I'm exercising every day. I'm wealthy. I'm abundant. I'm a great mentor. I'm a great leader. I'm a great motivator. I'm unstoppable. I am recruiting 2 people a day. I have built a team of 10,000 people, and I cashed my first check for $10,000 monthly residual income on October 17, 2015. I'm chosen by God for greatness. I'm without any doubt positive that very, very soon my dreams will be a part of my past. I am that I am. Now, if you know what, want to know where I got that from, whoa. Oh, gosh, a lot of places. Let me see. Think and Grow Rich. Excuse me. Is one place that you can look? That's for sure. And I'm just trying to think of the list. There's so many books out there. As we go through the show today, I'll give you some others. Power of Positive Thinking, of course, is another one. Even the one I'm going to read in a little bit later on today about the millionaire mindset. Talks about it also in there. So a lot of places you can get it. The problem is most people hear it. They see it happening for others, but then they won't do it for themselves. Now, that doesn't quite work because guess what? If it's working for someone else, right. If it's working for someone else, that means it'll work for you also. Okay? So, you know, I have not downloaded any Michael Jackson yet. I just thought about that. But for right now, here's some Sam and Dave.
That the bees make, so sister, your brown sugar, sweeter than the icing on the best cake, so sister, your brown sugar. I was in the dark, but now I see what was always in front of me. I was always proud, but now I'm saying it loud. Keep on giving it to me. Love and affection to the bone. To me all night long. Your mind.
commercial throughout the whole show, so I'm going to make up for that right now. So if you're looking to unlock the amazing secret to $100 profit in 30 minutes, yep, that's what I said, $100 profit in 30 minutes, then what I want you to do, I want you to go to Jay's, J-A-Y-S, jaysprosperity.info. Check out the video there, and if it makes sense, go ahead, take action right away, push the button, join me. I'm going to be your personal coach, and what? Right. With me backing you, how can you fail? Remember, I want to build a team of 10,000 financially free people, and you can be one of them, all in 2015. All right. So where are we at? Chat room's open, by the way. Call-in number, if you want to call in, just say hi or ask a question, of course, is 646-716-4979. Here's some Alicia Keys, and then we'll do some a little book work after this one, okay? All right, this one's Superwoman.
Super.
let's get to it. What are expenses? The importance of determining your expenses. Society is becoming so commercialized that no person is exempt from the worldwide phenomenon called spending and mounting expenses. The high cost of living has paved the way for an increase in the spending habits of people, and I'm sure you're experiencing it yourself right there in your own household. An expense refers to a disbursement or spending, and it generally has something to do with money. Anyone who lives today isn't exempt from having expenditures, even just day-to-day living. Now, keep in mind, one of your biggest enemies is inflation, okay? If I was to tell you what we used to pay for a pack of cigarettes in the 60s, late 60s, you would laugh. But anyway, expenses can either be essential, meaning those expenses necessary for the survival of a person, or non-essential expenses, which refer to expenses that aren't really necessary or considered as luxury expenses. That's like the difference in paying for, let's say, a Ford Escort to get to work and driving any brand of Cadillac. They both will get you to work, all right? The Ford would be, an expense, normal car expense. And the Cadillac would be a luxury expense, especially when it comes to maintenance. Wow. The most common essential expenses are those spent for food and for the daily subsistence of a person. The person couldn't survive without food and water, so almost all people are forced to spend money on those items. Expenses for housing utilities like water, lights are also considered essential expenses because any household will not operate efficiently without. For people on the go, the cost of fuel or fare is also considered an essential expense because they couldn't go without their daily work off without spending on this item. I can help you out there. If you got your own business, I can show you how to write off 56 cents. Excuse me, and I've got no water here. 56 cents a mile. That's one of the advantages of being in business for yourself. Essential expenses are the expenditures that a person couldn't live without because they are necessary for the day-to-day subsistence of a person. Try skimping on food expenses, and any person will soon realize how essential food is on a daily household budget. Yes, sir. Only if you're trying to lose weight. People work so they will earn money that will be used to pay for their essential expenses. The person who isn't lucky enough to get a good-paying job will definitely have no choice but to tighten up the budget, even for his essential expenses. This means cutting back on basic needs like food, water, power consumption, and even toiletries. Now, did they say anything about going out and having 5 or 6 credit cards? No, because then we're talking about creating more debt. However, there are some people who earn less but still spend more for their household expenses. These people have failed to manage their finances, and they will soon be deep in debt. Remember, we're trying to keep you out of debt. The key to success, household management, is to keep expenses to the minimum, okay? The expense of every person differ, and the money allotted for each type of expense depends on the priority of the person. While each person has a household expense, there are other expenses that are necessary to fulfill his various responsibilities in life. A person who is engaged in business will definitely be familiar with business expense. These are necessary expenses to run a business and sometimes called overhead expenses. Also, I call them tax write-offs. Any entrepreneur should keep his expenses at a minimum, and it should be much less than the total sales of the business so that the business will be able to make a profit. Let me stop right there because I want to point something out to you. And this is why it's very important to become an entrepreneur and even if you're working a job, to have some type of business on the side. When you go to work for, I don't care if it's Macy's or any store. It could be a 7-Eleven in your neighborhood or a Popeye's. Remember, Popeye's is a franchise. Pizza Hut is a franchise. Okay, so there's a business owner there that's worried about his profit margin. And the only way that his profit margin can be where he wants to is that he has to keep down his employee expenses. That's in every business. So if you're keeping down your employee expenses, that means that you're going to get paid the least amount of money, and they're going to expect the most amount of work from you. All right, so this is another reason for you to become an entrepreneur and to start your own business. An entrepreneur can have expenses related to the promotion of the business, advertising, maintenance of the business establishment, like the expense for power and water, salaries, wages for the employees, other expenses. A person who works at home can claim a certain percentage of the household expenses as a business expense. Yeah, that's heavy. While business enterprises should cut back on the overhead expenses to get a decent margin of profit, a homeowner should keep his house expenses to the minimum to achieve reasonable savings. Savings advocates, however, argue that savings shouldn't be the remaining cash after expenses are deducted from the total income. They say savings should be deducted from the total income first, and the remaining cash should be basis of the monthly budget of the person. So what they're saying, one of your expenses should be your savings or investment for the future. I don't care if you're investing in real estate, if you're investing in stocks, okay, that should be a specific amount every month. It should be part of your budget, part of your expenses. And this is where a lot of us fail and why we don't get ahead, because we throw it all in one pot and we go out and we pay our bills and whatever is left, well, guess what? Yes. That's it, okay? That's savings. And most of the time, the savings part comes up very short in the household. Every person who wants to profit and to achieve savings should be a wise spender. You can keep the expenses at a minimum by availing yourself of grocery sales, promotions, and free coupons. Now, that's where my wife is an expert. You can choose to buy a cheaper product with the same functions and quality at another known product that is more expensive. So as you're saying, you don't have to buy name brand all the time just to have quality, okay? It's always wise to become a critical spender, so manage your finances wisely and keep the expenses low by following different strategies like buying from the bake shop when it's near closing time. That's something new they just started over here. I know it's been in America for a long time. As most shops discount their bread products by as much as 50% during this time. There are 1,001 ways to save money, keep expenses low. It's, however, up to you to achieve this goal. And tomorrow we're going to talk about exploring your own debt. And as always, I pray that you got something out of that, okay? All right, so I think it was time for a little bit of Key Sweat.
Thank you. thinking about the way that things used to be. When it was you with me, girl, I was so greasy. You had my heart from the start like Cupid, and I was just downright foolish and stupid. But now I know the reason for the pain and the headaches. You left me all alone, now I can't even concentrate. I guess I'll wait for the day until you come back, because my heart is where your love is at. You got me twisted.
Expenses and the Marcos will continue on with that. Success depends upon previous preparation, and without such preparation, there's sure to be failure. Confucius. You know, I'm a tennis follower, I guess you would say, and I'm watching the U.S. Open. I always, you know, think that people who watch tennis sometimes and say, well, you know, they're pretty good and they're not doing bad out there today. But the champions, no one knows the time, effort, and preparation that they put in behind the scenes. In other words, what we don't see for that 1 or 2 hours, or in some cases, if it's a five-setter, 3 or 4 hours, all right? Because figure this, if you're going to chase that little yellow ball around a tennis court, number one, how many miles did you run to build up your endurance? Okay. How many serves did you practice hitting? How many volleys did you do? So when you talk about someone like Serena, and I think they said she's been number one going on, oh, it's a crazy number, like 4 years or something like that. Okay. Then you have 240 weeks, was it? All right, something like that. Anyway, I'm going to look it up, and then I'll tell you in a couple of seconds. But my point is, it's the same way in business. When you go into business, there's things that you have to learn how to do. Now, if you're fortunate enough to have $1 million to get your McDonald's franchise, they send you to school, and you definitely have to hit the books. Right? But the cool part is in network marketing, you could probably make the same amount of money as some of those McDonald's owners. Okay, with less headaches. One, you don't have such a large investment. Yeah, you got to put in some hours in the beginning. It's just like, you know, priming a pump, the old handle type pump. You got to prime it. You got to work hard in the beginning. But once it's flowing, just like a McDonald's, it continues to flow. I just thought I'd throw that out there at you because it's something that is important. Who remembers this one by the Godfather?
Try me.
Try me.
Godfather's soul. You know, we've lost so many good ones lately. I guess I could do a whole show on that. Anyway, chapter 2 in The Millionaire Mindset. And this one is finding out the purpose of your life. You probably remember, and I say this in every show, that number one step to success is that you have to win with your mind first. Meaning that you have to get it down into your spirit. All right, that's where it starts at. So it says, in absence of a goal in life, you will not know what to do. It's important to understand the importance of your existence. When you try to think about what is the mission or purpose of your life, you may not get a clear picture of it. We lack clarity and intelligence of finding our real purpose in life. It is impossible that you may have many goals in your life and may not be able to identify the real one specific to you. How to bring that one mission out of your mind that will lead you to success? What will happen if you are not able to relate to your dream? What is next? Your connection with reality may be the foundation of your purpose. Not having decided purpose in life does not mean you do not have one. It's not something you will just wake up to one day. You have to work hard to determine it. You may not have the option of choosing it, as you have many choices. Many of the choices may not even be genuine. Let's talk about that just for a second. This is why I read this, not just to sit here and read, but to talk about it. This is when it's nice when you have a panel, okay? In fact, I think I need to invite somebody on my Friday show so we have a guest on. And then I can read, and he or she and I can discuss it. So your connection with reality may be the foundation of your purpose. You know, I tell a lot of people, somewhere between the ages of, I don't know, 8, 9, and 21, we kind of lose our goals. We lose our vision. We lose what it is that we really want to do. Okay? Because a lot of us at a younger age, We have dreams. We dream of being a movie star, firefighter, lawyer, nurse, cop, or detective, CSI, okay? Airplane pilot. These are some of the dreams that we have. And then we look down and see what we have to do to accomplish those dreams. And somewhere along the way, some of us get, detoured, or we change our mind, or we say that's too much work. And then what we do is we do the worst thing in the world, is because we settle. We just settle. We settle for a job, J-O-B. Now, some people call it just over broke. I call it helping someone else to achieve their goals. Now, don't get me wrong, okay? There's a difference to me, in my mind, between a job and a career. Like I said before, a doctor, that's a career. A lawyer, that's a career. Okay, but I don't know, a night watchman, a postman that separates mail, is that a career or a job? Now, it's a job. A lot of people stay on because they say, well, you know, if I stay 30 years, then I'll get a pension. Okay, let me tell you just what just happened with a couple of organizations or factories over here. Okay, companies is the word I was looking for. Was just talking to a relative. And a friend of theirs had shared with them that they got a letter saying that the company's going to cut back their retirement if they retire this year by 10%. If they retire next year, it's going to be 15%. Right. They worked 40 years, and their goal was to work those 40 years to get their retirement check and their pension. Then all of a sudden they discover it's not there. All right? So I say if you're going to spend all that time, then you need to find out what your purpose is and go for it. While targeting at your purpose, you will have to exhibit the ability to perceive it. You need to create a method to achieve your purpose, steps that will lead you to your purpose of life. These methods and processes get you the answer for your questions and make you say, this is it. Once you determine your goal, you will work towards achieving it passionately. So the first step is to go with your emotional intelligence because it will help you identify your purpose correctly. Okay? And then I got some how-tos here. Here's how you go about it. You need something to write down, like a piece of paper or word processor or your computer. And we've talked about this before, okay? It's important. I always say you need to find that quiet time where you can actually take out that piece of paper, plain sheet of paper, and just have time to have a talk with yourself. So at the top of the page, jot down, what is the real purpose of my life? And then what answer comes to your mind, write it down. It may be a short or a short phrase and not properly framed sentence as an answer. Keep on repeating that step until you have tears of joy on finding your purpose in life. Now, I can tell you right now, your purpose will not always come out clear to you. I thought my first purpose in life when I was a teenager, all the way up until I graduated from high school, was that I was going to be an accountant, a certified public accountant. Okay? Turned out, I ended up in the military for the next 10 years. And then all of a sudden, I opened my first business, which was a men's store, or a men's boutique, they called it back in those days. Okay? So therefore, my career ended up being direct marketing. And it was, or is still, okay, I call myself semi-retired, it's a ball. You know, I love helping other people, okay? So it's became a passion of mine. Okay, so here, this is what you have been struggling to find. Your profession will not matter. To some, this may make sense, and others may find it to be senseless. The purpose of your life will be clear to us because of social training on the subject, and brain does not take more than 15 to 20 minutes to clear the mess in your mind. Your unconscious and conscious mind will send false messages. However, once you have found the true purpose, you feel like it has come from another world. Applying logic and reason to find out what are your views on life is another method. It will be easy for you to do this if you're more precise and immaculate. The other way around is the logic of reason to work for your situation. It will be easy for you if you are more exact and clear in your thoughts. Apply your total context of real situations on yourself to find out your real purpose in life. Try to understand where you stand in your present understanding of reality. Wow, this thing gets heavy. Okay? I'll tell you what, I didn't think it was going to go that long. So, I got one more. One more and I'm finished. I'm going to go ahead and just finish up this one page, and then we can get back to some music. Where was I at? I hope this is where I was. Yeah. This is very simple to follow and hence easy to miss it. What you're doing is understanding your view on your approach of life and turning those into your qualities. Where you stand in your present interpretation or situation life, discover your goal. You need to find out. Your total context of reality presents yourself, and this helps you understand your purpose of life. Now, I think some of y'all need to get this book from me. Okay, bosscash77@gmail.com. That's bosscash, all one word, 77@gmail.com. All right? The ideas you have about life makes your personality. If you have negative attitude towards life, that means you're a negative person. When you are clear about your ideas, you will find purpose of life, which is achievable and reasonable. It is like a hologram. When you cut a piece of it, the entire picture is still in a smaller piece. You are like a piece in the whole of a hologram is reality. You will find that something is wrong when you have wrong ideas about yourself in your mind, so that this technique will discover what problems you have about the notions. Both techniques will help you find out your purpose and how to know where they lead you. Now, if you got a little lost in that, then you might need to go back and listen to this tape again. All right, I apologize for reading fast. But of course, we're on the air, so it's kind of hard to go into everything deeply. The key to me, and this is what I want you to understand, okay? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I never thought that. I guess you could probably say that I never thought I was good enough to be in business for myself. Okay, a lot of times we sell ourselves short. I thought, like I said, I would follow in my father's footsteps. He worked for the postal system for 15 years because that's what his educational level led him. Mine, of course, was to be in accounting, okay? That's what happens when you're doing a live show. Mine, of course, was to be in accounting, so therefore I had to go to 4 years, which I thought would be boring, so I didn't want to do that. You know, so therefore, my time in the military, and this is something I wish that they really had today because a number of young kids need it, is that my time in the military gave me an opportunity to actually find myself, okay? Because believe me, it's impossible to go from being in high school to knowing what your purpose in life is. That's foolish, okay? It just doesn't work like that. All right, it's something that you have to take time to find. And when you're doing that paper exercise, don't worry if it doesn't come out right the first time, all right, because that's the reason that we're given choices. Choices is very important, okay? So I tell you, this is a music show also, so I always am mixing my show with some music. But I pray that you got something out of this, all right, because that's what it's all about. Right. It's not just about me talking, but that you're receiving a message every day. Because the end goal, of course, is to help you to become financially free, to do whatever it is that you want to do in life.
Together in and out of mystery.
of success. Whoa, that's a good one. Back up here a little bit. The price of success is hard to work. I don't think I said that clearly. The price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination of whether we win or lose, we have applied the best ourselves to the task at hand. Believe it or not, that was Vince Lombardi. Yeah, that's what he said. Well, we're down to about 7 minutes. I pray you got something out of this show. No, I'm not out of here yet. Of course, I'm going to give you some more music. I wouldn't do that to you. Let's see. Did we play that one yesterday? No, I don't think we played that one. Here's a little bit of Ashford. And no. I love this one. Here's one for you. For you ladies, watch what you say when you go to the beauty shop.
Fellas, I want to tell y'all a story about when my girl came home mad as hell. She said, "Oh, my, sit down, I want to talk to you about something." I sat down and she went on to say something like this. She said, "Just the other day, I was out getting my hair done. Okay. And then came a woman. She started talking. They got and what they had, then I finally realized she was talking about me. Now how in the hell did this get out?
Got to see what time it is, and I realized that, you know what, I've only done one commercial. So look, this is about helping you become financially free, and one of the ways, of course, is to help you make money. So if you want to unlock the amazing secrets to earning $100 profit in just 30 minutes, okay, that's 30 minutes, and believe me, all you got to do is work 15 minutes a week to do this, okay, but in the first 30 minutes, $100 profit, what I need you to do, write this down. It's Jay's, J-A-Y-S, Prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, jaysprosperity.info, okay? And go there and watch the video that's there, and it will fill you in on how to. But I guess I'll see you on Friday, all right? Have a good hump day. Bye now.